Good day, this is Don Jessup, and this podcast is dedicated to mastering horsemanship. And the title of this podcast is a little bit controversial, so I give you fair warning. This was my most read blog post. I had thousands, tens of thousands of people reading this and comments flooding in. Many comments were not so good. Many comments were fantastic. People saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love that you put this out there so we can understand these worlds. Other people were like, hey, I'm a little defensive about this. You get to decide for yourself how you're going to respond. I'll try to do the best I can to make things not sound too dramatic. Okay. Now the title is The Reason Performance Riders Hate Natural Horsemanship. Yeesh, it's a big one, right? Hate's a really strong word. I really shouldn't say that. I should say the things that performance riders don't like about natural horsemanship. That would be a lot safer title. And by the way, there are a few things not to like about natural horsemanship. Even though I promote natural horsemanship, I am a natural horsemanship clinician. I understand that the bias performance trainers have isn't completely misaligned. What I mean is this. Natural horsemanship, the movement that started nearly 50 years ago, has been devoted to helping people see inside a horse rather than the outside of a horse, a good and much needed premise for change in a mostly abusive horse industry back then. But this premise has a few big holes in it. Traditionally speaking, performance riders learned early on about the outside of a horse, things like balance, things like energy management, foot placement and engagement, collection. Unfortunately, performance horses often suffer from problematic behaviors due to riders having minimal understanding of the mental processing of horses. Hence, natural horsemanship shows up and helps people through this. However, natural riders usually don't learn enough about physical balance or energy management because very few natural horsemen, even famous natural horsemen, I won't name them, actually don't know much about it. They really don't know much about it. They don't have the experience in performance, such as dressage or jumping. That's not to say that some of them aren't brilliant. Some of them are. Some of them know this stuff. Every person on the planet has something good to offer the world. And a handful of trainers or horsemen, or what I call master horsemen, know this stuff. These men and women cross over. They see the whole picture. What's inside the brain, what's outside, what the body needs to do. And that's why our program called Mastery Horsemanship, that's why we named it that. We don't want to live in one world. We want the best of both worlds, traditional and natural. Now, the thing the performance riders don't like about natural riders is that typically, even though a natural rider learns early a lot about emotions and psychology, they learn little about physical requirements of performance. And that's why we see natural riders with horses that have horrible self-carriage issues and balance. We often see natural riders with horses that have horrible posture too, upside down horses, horses that lean and drop their shoulder and go wherever they want to go. Not because a natural rider doesn't care, but because they just don't know. The more they learn, however, the better they get. And if they're willing to cross over into more traditional education, they can learn about balance and energy development too. I recommend it. All of my students, I help them drive right into the traditional training and learn about it and keep that balance in the other side. The other thing performance riders don't like about natural horsemanship is how too many natural people are wimps. That's right, wimpy. They don't dare be firm with their horse for fear of losing the relationship. Ironically, they often only have a relationship that's based on walking on eggshells in order to avoid offending their horse. In other words, we see too much soft love with natural horsemanship and not enough tough love. Of course, the pendulum swings both ways. I see people in the performance industry showing too much tough love and very little soft love. There has to be a balance if you want to be a master. In my book, Leadership in Horses, I talk about this balance. I call it the training bonding ratio. It's important that trainers stay as close to 50% training and 50% bonding as possible. You tip the scales too much one way and you get imbalances. The reason we need to stay so close to that number is because anything outside those numbers either verges on wimpy, ineffective techniques that create a dull or disrespectful horse, or they slide towards abuse, techniques that create a reactive or fearful horse. The point is, when performance riders see a wimpy leader, they immediately blame the natural industry. And on the other side of the coin, the natural people are doing the same thing. They're calling out abuse when they see a rider be firm and direct. But in my opinion, being assertive can be important if it's done for certain safety situations. The truth is, abuse, the word abuse, that means to me that you're riding a horse that doesn't want you up there. That's why you must create a bond with a horse. That's why it's critical. But riding a horse that likes you doesn't guarantee you'll be safe, and it doesn't guarantee the horse could ever perform well. Because without proper alignment, energy management, and postural control, it's hard to achieve anything outside a controlled canter. Once again, we find ourselves looking for balance. We find ourselves looking for strategies that accomplish all aspects of horsemanship. We find ourselves looking for what it takes to be a better leader. Here's what I think. I think good leaders look for balance. They learn about alignment and energy and power. They learn about psychology and how the horse thinks. They learn about how people think too, so they can pass on more balanced messages and have it really get through. Good leaders, in essence, don't stop learning. And if you've ever heard someone say, "My way is the only way to do it," then you know they're closed to learning, and you also know that they're losing ground as a leader. Here's what I hope for. I want performance riders to see the value of natural horsemanship, and I want natural riders to see the value of performance training. I also want natural trainers to see how many performance riders are in fact natural. Because natural shouldn't mean wimpy. Natural, it should mean you're reward-oriented instead of consequence-oriented in your training style. That means that discipline shouldn't matter. Dressage, performance, Western, a bridleless, none of those things really should matter. What matters is that you are reward-oriented if you want to claim that you are a natural trainer. Many performance riders are in fact natural in this light. Also, performance or traditional riding shouldn't be considered as thoughtless or mindless training. It takes enormous amount of concentration to balance and align a horse's body parts. That level of concentration usually exists only in the elite, the best of the best, or what I call masters. These people can teach a horse to align and even stay aligned by themselves. We call that self-carriage. Plus, they feel rewarded for it. The horse actually enjoys it. The road to mastery can be enriching and powerful for both riders and horses. It's a road I have been on for decades, and I hope you'll join me on this road. My real hope is that people find common ground and look for ways to make progress. That doesn't just relate to horses. Hint, hint, life, politics, marriage, religion, raising children, whatever the endeavor, we need to look for balance and keep the doors open. Open to learning. I hope you share this article. I really do. There are people out there that are too one-sided. You know these people. Share it with them and say, look, we can find balance. We can find peace and progress together. Now, I have one last thing, and that's I want to hint and direct you towards my Horse Mastery group. This is where if you want balance, if you want to dig into both sides of natural and performance riding, join my Horse Mastery group. Check it out. MasteryHorsemanship.com, Horse Mastery Group. I'll see you there.